Welcome back, my friend, Chef of the Family. I know, as painful as it is, we must wrap this show up. But you know what? You start out strong and you finish strong. That's the way we do it on Chef of the Fat Man. And we have a very special guest, truly one of the most talented overall people I've ever met in the city of Atlanta. We've known Evan, how long's it been?
15, 16 years.
Yeah. I mean, you started out with us when we were on Chef of the Fat Man, and when we were doing live from stores whose names we shall never use on this show. But, I mean, you, in fact, our jingle, our opening, that is, Evan did it all himself. He's just been a tremendous friend of the show. Great musician, talented beyond belief, and you've got something very exciting coming up.
You know, I do, but I would be remiss if I didn't throw it out to Lou and Russ. Because I'm doing this little musical. It's only four nights, and it's got four people. But this cigar festival that I understand is going to run for three nights.
Three whole days.
Well, I missed the one last year because it was only one day.
Yeah.
But Lou is just telling me I can't believe how much work must have gone into this with the live music and the 30 different manufacturers. And it's June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, right, Lou? So please visit SouthernCigarFestival.com, because I promise it's going to be a wonderful event. However, later in July, I will be doing a musical, which will be at Seven Stages, about the 96 Olympics, and I will be playing the part of Richard Jewell.
Oh, wow,
otherwise,
really?
As my wife calls it, Jesus Christ Bubba Star.
Yeah.
And, some of the names have been changed to protect the guilty, like Mayor Will Gamble. Right? And there's, you know, some other characters like Kirk LaCola who represent some of the corporate interests. But basically, it's the story of the 96 Olympics. It's an explosively high-charged musical theater event with 19 original songs. And it will be at Seven Stages. Tickets go on sale at the end of May at Seven Stages, and it's Game On Musical, where you can see me finally growing into the role I've been waiting 20 years to play. Oh, and if you want to see me live and in the flush, on the 23rd, I will be with the Waste Potential Brass Band at Atkins Park Smyrna for the Oyster Fest, and the 24th, I'll be with the same band for Jazz and Decatur on the Square. But please come see my musical, because I'm not going to make any money on it. I'm going to lose my butt. It won't make me famous, but it's hilarious. And I play the part of Richard Jewell, which people should know. He was kind
innocent.
He was innocent. And there will be a guest appearance by Eric Robert Rudolph, just very briefly, before he goes and hides out for 7 years in the wilderness.
Well, it's going to be awesome. I know anything you attach yourself to. I mean, Evan is very famous down in New Orleans. He has performed at the biggest gigs in New Orleans. His brass band is incredible. He's been on our show down in New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
We were down there for a mutual event. He was kind enough to bring his brass band with him. And I'll tell you, if you've never met Evan, if you've never had a chance, if Eric and some of us come, are we going to be able to get backstage passes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I
was
going to
actually pick you. There's a narration for the opener, the prologue, that needs some dramatic voices, and I thought, Colonel, I bet you could just...
I'll tell you what, I will work for the same scale I work for here on Chef and the Fat Man. I think you could afford it.
Well, again, it is Game On Musical. It will be the last week of July, recognizing the 20th anniversary of the Olympics that nobody seems to want to talk about.
Well, Evan, continued success, my friend.
Thank you. And it's always great to see Chef Eric, and I love coming out here to Cutter's, especially for this show, because you get fed.
Yeah, great cigars.
Oh, great cigars.
Great selection of beers.
It's great. It's like Brigadoon in here with all the smoke. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic. In fact, I was going to break out my kilt, but I figure that might be overkill.
Well, Kevin and Chef, thank you so much. And thank you for the people at Cutter's. And I really look forward to the Cigar Festival, the Southern Cigar Festival. And thanks again, Special K and Chef Eric, for all your help.
Oh, that's great. And I'm telling you, Eric, you know, you've been around music a lot in your life, and I have too. Evan is one of those unique people that absolutely blows it out of the park with his talent. You have never seen an accordion played unless you were in Polish section of Chicago, like this man can do on a squeeze box. This and any instrument he plays is amazing. He's fun, he's edgy, he's talented, and now he's taking it to the stage. And I couldn't be prouder of him. And I remember when we were back in the old radio station days together. It's great to see someone finally successful. But anyway. Anyway, get a chance. So, Chef Eric, this gave you the opportunity to whip up your burgers, and these are awesome.
Yeah, so they're little sliders with bacon in them, chorizo, and then I used a roasted corn aioli to give it a little bit of sweetness off of the flavor of the spice on the chorizo. And in addition to that, I've topped it off with a little arugula on a little slider bun. So I think I'm going to end up cutting these in half. But so we'll have.
Well, you don't need to feed anybody else. I mean, take care of your brother, and that's it, you know.
All right, there we go. So there's
make sure that Michael the Whip Holst gets his picture. You're not going to put a little foofy stuff around it, make it look all.
No, putting foofy stuff around it.
All right, well, anyway.
All right, but that's it. So I also added a little bit of a. There you go. You can use that one. A little bit of a thin slice Colby and Colby Jack from
Sargento.
That's
a wonderful cheese.
Well, you know, I like using it for this application on a slider because I'll put it directly in the pan on the slider and it melts down almost immediately. And then you can put another slice on top of that and just sort of start layering up the slices. So
I'll tell you what, you don't get a burger like that at Taco Bell.
No, you don't. No.
But, well, anyway, my friends, Chef Eric, as always, you knocked it out of the park. I mean, I'm excited about May and June. I mean, we've really got some exciting things coming up besides Neek's graduation, which is awesome. But we've got Francine Bryson, Stephen Reichland, and then we've got the Southern Cigar Festival in the first week. And then in the middle of June, I get to drive to Gina, Louisiana.
What's in
pick
Gina?
Up my favorite mother-in-law.
Oh,
and spend the 9.5-hour drive back home with her. Well, I'm telling you, it brings tears to my eyes, just the thought of it. It's a very emotional experience.
She's a nice lady. She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I mean, she really is in a mother-in-law kind of way.
She's got to put up with you. I mean.
How special? How special is that? Her only daughter gets the perfect son-in-law. I just don't know how that works out.
I didn't realize that Karen had a sister.
I said, one child, settle down.
I thought she married you.
Hey, listen, venisonless over there. You settle down.
This is all very confusing. All very confusing. All right.
Anyway, my friends, super job, Chef Eric. And, of course, we could not have done it and had as much fun without the amazing audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. You guys are awesome. Always a good crowd at Cutters. Now, today you would have thought no one would have been here. Because of the weather, because we finally got the wind down below 20 knots. And it's been an amazing day and yet a great crowd as always. And we couldn't do it without Lou, John, Ben, Wayno, Caleb, and of course, Russ Sutton. Special thanks to Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo, give him a round. He's awesome as always. To the keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed, Michael the Whip Holst.
Hey.
And, of course, Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Remember, my friends, if it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world of great times, the world of great, great cigars. And the world of great people that will be your friends that you have not yet met. I am your fat but jovial host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They are truly the reason we continue to have the freedoms that we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, we'd like to remind you that we have some great events coming up. Next week, we'll be at Le Cordon Green, the retail center, not the actual culinary center. There'll be two events at Big Green Egg next week, starring Chef Eric. He'll only be doing one event. He wanted to do two, but I told him, don't be greedy. So he's just going to do the one for the retail center, which we haven't had a chance to be back to in a long time, but we're looking so much forward to it. And then, of course, Miss Francine Bryson, the North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival, and Stephen Reichlin, all back to back to back. So much fun, so little time. So we hope you enjoy this National Picnic Day, National Cherry Cheesecake Day, and St. George's Day, the patron saint of farmers. As we cool down our mobile burners, we remind you to be safe. Be sensible out there. And you know what? It's a beautiful day. Get together with family, take them out for a weekend, or come to Cutter Cigar Emporium. It's a great place to come and hang out. They got a beautiful outside patio that's covered. Beautiful chairs when we give them to you, because we always take a lot of them. It's a great place to come, fire up a fine cigar, have a nice adult beverage, and more importantly, remember this. God bless y'all, God bless America, and God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef.